Welcome to Solid Rock Community Church's Sermon Podcast. We are glad you are joining us today to listen to God's Word. Please open your Bibles and follow along with today's message.
I understand because I've taught and I've been involved and I've watched people be scared up front. This is the body of Christ, and it's okay if you're nervous. Yeah, we understand that. It's okay if you cry. We completely understand that. We're giving thanksgiving unto God for what he has done. Now, here's kind of the rules, if you will. Number one, we would prefer whatever you testify to. I mean, almost everybody in here, I hope, a large majority of people in here can give testimony that Jesus Christ saved you. Hallelujah. Amen. I mean, that's what we've been worshiping him for. But I'm not necessarily, God may prompt you to share something like that, not necessarily looking for something like that. We're looking for something that the Lord has done in the last year, maybe two, in your life that the body may know about. Maybe they prayed for you. Maybe a whole lot of them already are informed, or maybe they don't know a thing about it and you want to give testimony. It could be involved with finances. Could be involved with your health or somebody else's health in your family. Could be involved with just the way God moved. It could be a salvation that came into your life, your children's life, your grandchildren's life, something like that. Something that you want to give praise for. The second thing that I want to explain is because there are some people who have a hard time knowing how to shut it down. They're done. They testified what God wanted, but they're not sure how to just end it. They feel like maybe they're not finished, and so they keep going and going and going. All right? So I'm going to be sitting right there. I hope I don't have to stand up and tap you on the shoulder and smile and put my arm around you. All right? That means you need to shut it down real quick, all right, if I do that. But I will be sitting there, and I'll kind of give you a little, okay, I think you're about finished. Now, it is not my call to declare what God is doing, right? I mean, if God wants to do something, and you take 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes to share that, I understand. Most of us can sense whether God is in something or not. But I guess I also know one of the very first things I ever did as a speech teacher would make kids stand up. And sometimes I had adults when I did it for some of them. And they had to speak about themselves for 1 minute. Well, my goodness, I can go for, 4 hours if you want me to start talking about myself. They had a really hard time talking for 1 minute. Because they're nervous, their mind shuts down. It's like, what do I say? How do I bring this up? And they struggle with it. And they don't tell us anything about, their children or their anything along those lines. Well, my whole point is simply this. 1 minute for some people can be really long. But for other people, it can be really, really short. And you may have a long testimony. In sharing today, we don't have to know all the details. And all of us know people who they have to explain every detail along the way so that they think you understand what the point is. And if the point is just one particular thing, get to that point and share it with us. Now, that's all just explanation. It can be kids. Get permission from your mom or dad or grandpa or grandma if they're here today. Just tell them, I think I'm supposed to go up there too. If there's somebody, you can sit right along the front row. I'm going to be sitting right down here. You can come on up and wait. That way we know there's somebody else to go. It's just going to be dead time in between. But I want to ask the Lord to be magnified and glorified today. And I think he has already begun to tug on some of your hearts. And you're supposed to share something. So just be aware of that. Okay? And again, you can adjust this microphone any way that you want to and be able to speak into it. So join me in prayer. Lord, last Wednesday I was able to be in this sanctuary by myself and spend just over an hour thanking you. Just thanking you and thanking you and thanking you for various things that you have done in my life. You deserve it. And I believe because of that, the next day, Thanksgiving, was just awesome for me. It's one of the best I've ever had, and there wasn't anything radically special about it. I think my heart was just rejoicing in what God had done. And that's what I want today. I want people's hearts to rejoice in what the Lord has done. We want you to be magnified. We want you to be glorified. And I am asking you right now to move across this congregation and prompt whoever's supposed to share. Maybe not everybody is. But whoever's supposed to share something that you did for them in the last year. Lord, I believe that can build the faith of other people. When they hear about healing, when they hear about a provision, when they hear about something that people are just exceedingly thankful for. So move by the Spirit, just like you moved on the lady in the story. Prompt us to get up, even though that's not what we want to do. And I ask that you might be honored and look down and be pleased, and that the church be massively encouraged this day. Pour out your Spirit upon us and guide us in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Now, to start with, I'm literally going to call on someone because I prayed with him this morning and he said, you know, I might be willing to be first. And I thought, so let it be written, so let it be done. Chris, if you would come on up at this time, I'm going to let you share first, okay?
Well, there's so much to be thankful for. Oh, my goodness. God is so good. Starting simple. I can't get in the shower at the end of the day without praising God. You know, that's a blessing I don't take for granted. But, you know, we see these trails of refugees on the news. And, you know, they could have been us. They had jobs. They had houses. You know, and they're on the trail to where? They don't know. You know, so let's not take the blessings God has poured out on us for granted at all. And my wife, praise God for her, beautiful lady, been married to her 40 years. Hallelujah! Amen. And my daughter came home. We had a great Thanksgiving, just blessed with her presence, and we cannot always say that. And I saved that just to tell you, those of you that have kids that are not walking with the Lord, do not give up praying for them. And do not forget to thank God for what He's doing and will do, because He hears our prayers. He's an awesome God. And we just had a blessed time. What He's done in her life in this last year, you know, is just amazing. What He's doing in my life is just amazing. May not be apparent, but it's amazing. And so I just want to praise God, give glory to Him. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
First, I'd like to give thanks to the Lord for bringing myself and my wife to this church. We've been coming about a year, and we joined, and we really feel at home. Thank you so much, God. One prayer that I've been asking the men on Wednesday night prayer to pray with me was for my daughter. She was living in Florida, and this summer when the hurricane, I can't remember the name of it, but they knew it was coming. They knew they were going to have massive flooding and other damage. And she worked two different jobs, and both of them were seasonal, dependent upon tourists. And the tourists left. And she knew that some would come back after the hurricane, but it was going to be a long, you know, season without any money coming in. So she decided to evacuate herself and move back to Fort Wayne and start a new life in Fort Wayne. And I just praise the Lord for answering that prayer of mine. Thank you.
Okay, I don't know how I'm going to fit all this into a minute, but I'm going to give it a shot. Now, bear in mind, I have not solicited nothing. I have not put any of my own money out in this. At the first of the year, I was blessed with a car. I'm going to leave that one alone, okay? I needed a vehicle to get around it. Y'all know that I make those homeless mats. I crochet them out of the plastic grocery bags. Number one, I have never once bought a grocery bag, okay? To date, I have made 46 mats. 12 of those mats went to the hurricane victims in Texas, and 8 more went to Florida. On top of that, those mats were also matched by the CW thrift store in Bryan, Ohio. I was volunteering there. They saw what I was doing, and they gave me sleeping bags to add to them. I was on the front page of the Village Reporter, okay, which shocked me to no end. I got up one morning, and there was a box laying outside on my patio deck with a note. And said, please make one and donate it to one of us who's homeless. So I opened it up. There's a whole bunch of pink breast cancer bags. I cut them up. I made a pink mat. And yes, in Fort Wayne, I was coming out of a gas station. And there was a homeless lady. And she has been a breast cancer survivor. And I gave her that mat, plus my last $10. I haven't run out of gas all year. I live on a small fixed income. God's done all of this. I have not done anything but just start with a used crochet hook, and he's exploded this, okay? It's all him. I can't go nowhere in town. I can't go nowhere in Montpelier, Bryan. So everybody recognizes me now. It's scary. I want to crawl into a rock. Hey, there's the mat maker. You're the guy I saw in the paper. You're the one that makes those homeless mats. I seen you at the thrift store. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, man, sometimes I want to just run, but... I was blessed to serve meals for the disabled, homeless, and needy at the United Methodist Church on Wednesday nights. I made a lot of friends there. I prayed with a lot of people. I've been able to deliver some meals to the people that can't get out. I've just been blessed. And I don't even know what to think. This is just, I mean, this year has been unbelievable. I've had the most wonderful summer I've ever had. It just keeps going. It's not done yet. The year isn't over with. Amen. I've got a complete shed full of bags, thanks to all you people. When I say I've sent this out or I've made this, I don't mean me. We did this. Your bags, your donations of the bags and stuff enabled me to crochet these bags. So God worked through you to work through me to help other people. So we've made a difference in 46 people's lives. That's all God. That's not me and nothing. He gave me my hands so I can use the crochet hook. He gave me somebody that taught me how to do it. So I didn't do any of this. You know, I've just been a willing vessel, maybe. But I'm just showing you that this is all God. I haven't done nothing. I have not solicited nothing. I have done absolutely nothing. He's just dropped this in the lap and just kept going. And for that, I'm extremely grateful. And I'm also grateful for Pastor Randy's advice throughout the year. And I'm grateful for all you guys at Solid Rock. Y'all have a good day. God bless you.
I don't think anybody's any more nervous than I am. I used to get up front all the time, but I'm nervous. But I want to thank the Lord for godly men at Solid Rock. And ladies, 7 months ago... A year ago, I was diagnosed with a hiatal hernia and esophageal muscles that do not work hardly at all. I started having pains like a massive heart attack, maybe 2-3 times a week, and they would last. Well, the first one I thought I was having a heart attack. But they went on to last about 2 and 3 hours at a time. And I didn't want to live if I had to live that way. And so I thank the Lord for my husband, Jim, praying godly man, always prays for me. He had the men on the Wednesday nights prayer meetings and Friday mornings, or Bible study and the Friday morning prayer meeting, pray for me. And I want to tell you something. God is just awesome, and we have such praying men and women in this church. So don't be afraid to ask for prayer. Well, they prayed, and it took a while. I started getting better. And Pastor Randy said that he prayed for me. He said that he's seen God's hand touch me. This is awesome. I haven't had any of the pain that I had those nights ever since, 7 months now. I have a little problem swallowing, but that is gone. And quickly, when I was in my late 30s, I'll tell this real quick, I had a melanoma tumor in the back of my eye, and I was not supposed to live. They sent me to Wills Hospital in Pennsylvania, and they put an uranium plaque in my eye. And I went through a lot of pain for years, and they would call back my doctor to see if I was still living. Well, I went through a lot of treatments. One day I came out of the doctor's office, and I had little children. And I lifted my hands up to the Lord, and I said, Lord, either you're going to heal me or you're going to take me home. Well, guess what? I'm still here. And I want to tell you that God answers prayer. Amen. And he's still in the healing business today. So thank you for praying for me.
Maybe if I close my eyes, I can do this better. As y'all know, we moved back up here from Florida / Louisiana, and God literally brought us back to Williams County as I kicked and didn't want to come because I had lived in Fort Wayne, and that was the city that I wanted to be in. But he told me I had a work to do up here, so we left our Louisiana mobile home and came up here. And it's hard to sell something when you're not in the state. So we found somebody to buy it on land contract. And this was a three-year contract. And after 3 years, he was going to pay it off. So he would send us a monthly check. And God taught me so much during this time of how faithful he was. The check wouldn't come. And I would be so angry at the mailbox. I'm like, it's the fifth day, you know, now, da-da-da-da-da. And I finally got to the point where I started trusting him. And the check would be a whole month late or even longer. It would just be, I'd be like, it's okay. And in the meantime, God provided Craig with a job. And every month that the rent check didn't come, he provided us the exact money that we were short. And just, I'm so grateful that he has brought me through this to show me that he's faithful. And all we have to do is trust him and just give it to him, and he'll take care of it.
But
it did say. Oh, yeah. Yeah, just the small part. So they ended up backing out of buying it after giving a quite substantial down payment. And then we're like, oh, now what are we going to do? And the trailer, the mobile home park owner had called us knowing that probably his lot rent was also not up to date and said, if you ever decide that you want to sell this, I want to be notified. And we're like, this is great. We don't have to go down there and live and try to sell it. And the time came when that actually happened. And he called us one day and he said, you'll have your money in 2 days. I'm going to send it to you. I mean, that's God.
Amen.
That we didn't even have to go back down there and go through. I'll just leave it there.
I'm Cindy's sister. I'm the one she talks about. I'm Charlie. And I'm from Cuba, Illinois. And I had a lot of you probably have experienced a separation from a child, a disagreement that didn't allow you to communicate with that child. And Cindy's Wednesday night or morning night women's group, whoever you are, God love ya. I had a 2-year separation from my youngest daughter, who has three children, and my grandchildren. And I learned that God is gracious, trusting, and giving. And I learned that if I just keep my mouth shut, he will take care of the rest. I'll tell you what, it was the longest 2 years without my grandchildren and I'm sure some of you understand what I'm talking about. So one day I was in my greenhouse, and I was very frustrated at God, because there wasn't anything going on, and I had totally given this issue to the Lord, totally to the Lord, and I trusted him and my sister and the women's group praying and others praying that, you know, I just didn't worry. I didn't have to worry. I knew God was going to take care of it. Sure enough, I was in my greenhouse over the summertime this year, right, Cindy? Okay. Have to get that straight. I was in my greenhouse and I just raised up to the Lord and said, I've had enough of being without my children and my grandchildren. And that's all I said. Went about my business. Life was good. Everything was fine. And I go to my phone. And that daughter befriended me on Facebook. So I called my sister and I said, what do I do? What do I do? Do I friend her back? What do I do? Should I? What should I do? She says, friend her back. Just as, okay, so I did. So through that whole time, I just want you guys, if you're experienced any kind of situation, whether it's health, finance, family, kids, grandchildren, whatever it may be, just put your trust in the Lord and he will take care of it. Ultimately, I've seen my grandchildren. I get to go to Christmas to Kansas City for 10 days and spend 10 days with my daughters, granddaughters, and I'm looking forward to that. So I want to say to the ladies of the Wednesday group, thank you for your ever fervent prayers.
Hello, church. My name is Will. A lot of you already know me. I'm been here, going here for be 3 years in January, but I just became a new member. And a lot of you already know that I also have a new home that I own. But a lot of you might not know the whole story going into it. When I first moved up here 3 years ago in January, the intention was never to stay here. The intention was to go up here, mooch off my mom and stepdad, put away money, and move back to Missouri. Literally, that was the plan. That was the plan. But in all honesty, when I went to college in Missouri, I didn't like it and decided not to go back, which extended my stay here to try to put away more money. And then I believe I bought your Jeep, so I have a car now too, which I'm very grateful for. And a few months turned into a year, and turned into 2 years. I'm like, all right, God, am I supposed to ever go back? And I started opening up my mind to staying here in Ohio. I had family here, I had a good job here. Started looking at houses and was having a really hard time finding houses in the places I was first looking. But I had an amazing realtor and amazing family praying for me and helping me look. And because first time home buyer, had no idea what I was doing, needed a lot of help. But thank God in June 8th, I closed on my house and I have a budget again. Thanks to my mom and for God for blessing her with the gift of accounting and numbers, because I'm not blessed with that same gift. But just keeping me on track and blessing me with an amazing home, I give all the glory to God.
We just made it a family affair, all three of us together. By the way, he closed on his house on our anniversary, so that was nice. Great present. Just kidding, son. I hate it when my mind goes blank when I'm up here. But most of you know, and Petra wasn't able to be with us today, but most of you knew something about the struggle she was going through down at OSU with her, he's called her PI, so the professor that's over her in the PhD program, and it was hard. As parents, many of you have gone through, or if you've got littles that are growing up, you will go through. There's times in life where we can't do anything for them. They're going to have to walk through it. And as a mother, that was the hardest thing ever for me, to not be able to intervene for my child. Who am I? She's got a great God. The Wednesday night group prayed with me. I mean, almost weekly they would ask and get updates, and this went on for, seemed like forever. At this time last year, Petra was as low as Petra has ever been in her life, mentally, emotionally, physically. She just was done. And she called me on the phone between Thanksgiving and Christmas, and she said, "Mom, I don't know if I can do this anymore." And I told her, "Petra, what if you were put in this place for this time so that this situation that you're going through can never happen to another person?" I said, "God wouldn't put you there if he's not able to give you the strength to go through it. You've got to lean hard on him." That was all I could do for her besides pray. Well, she took that to heart, and she started working through some things, really relying heavy on the Lord. And I'm telling you, this summer was like the total flip-flop of last fall. God just worked some things out, brought some people into her path, some people with some authority at OSU, got behind her in what she was trying to do to make sure that these things never happened again. And she was able to, so she's on the PhD track, but she was able to just kind of make a pit stop, get her master's, which then allowed her to change labs. And she's like a different person. And she would tell you, so I think it was Thursday night at home, we always do the, you know, what are you thankful for in life? And she will tell you she is so glad that that's over with and done. But she's glad she went through it because she learned what her God can do for her. And so I'm just echoing what everyone else has been saying. Trust the Lord. It's hard to let go because we think we know what needs to happen and we need to have the control. God knows. And God can do it perfectly for us. And sometimes when we're going through things, it doesn't look like what we think it should. It doesn't feel like what we think it should. We think, "God, did I miss you? Isn't this what you told me to do?" Yeah, yeah. Just keep hold of his hand because he'll bring us through it. And when we do that, we gain strength. We gain trust. We gain faith. I'm telling you, my faith has been so increased. I don't feel like there's anything I can't ask God for in his will, and he's going to do it. I mean, just watching Petra go through that, watching my sister go through it with Tasha, just, oh my gosh, amazing, just out of the clear blue sky. But it wasn't out of the clear blue sky. God had a plan, and it was in his timing. And a little piece of Charlie's story is, you got to understand, Charlotte, sorry, she's been Charlie to me for 47 years. Charlie likes to get in there and get after it and get things taken care of. And God just kept telling her, "Be quiet. Be quiet. Don't contact. Don't force the issue." Because God was working in Tasha's life at the same time. And I'm telling you, the timing for those two to be reconciled could not have been more perfect. Not in her life, necessarily, but for Tasha. God knew what he was doing. And so when they were reconciled, then Tasha went through some things, and guess what? Her mama was right there to help her, because that's how God planned it to begin with. If we just step back and yield to what he wants and don't move till he says move. I am so thankful for just all the little things that he does in life, and they're not little, but I encourage you on a daily basis, talk to God. Should I do that? Should I go there? God, there's this great opportunity, but is that what you want for me? and expect, not with the God you owe me an answer, but with the he doesn't want to hide his will from us. He wants to communicate with us. He loves us. I'm beginning to learn to walk that way, and it's so encouraging. It is so unbelievably faith-building when the Lord works in your life like that. So I encourage you to do that. I'm so thankful for everything he's done for the family, from Will to Charlie to Petra to this man being able to walk and not being dead, those kinds of things. To God be all the glory for the things he's done this year.
I thought Randy was going to have to come put his arm around her, but he did. I'd like to thank the Lord for his faithfulness in our lives. Many of you know that our family has been on a journey to, we've been called into full-time mission work. We're not exactly sure when, but we've been called to do that, and we're seeking the Lord to follow his will. And we all know that when we do that, the enemy doesn't like that and will throw things at us. And we've been, to be honest, we've been spiritually attacked here recently. And it's been a little rough, but we know that the Lord is faithful, and he will pull us through. We love him, and we seek him, and we thank him for his goodness in our lives.
In echoing what Cindy was saying about God's timing, several years ago, we put our house on the market with a realtor, and we were praying, and we were saying, okay, God, we're stepping out. If you want us to move, great. If you don't let anybody look at the house. And we had it on the market for 6 months and did not get a single call. And we said, okay, we're staying. And so we put some work into the house, and last Christmas, we had a coworker say, hey, are you looking to sell? I've got somebody who's specifically looking in Kunkel. That never happens. and they came and looked. They really liked it. They offered us something, but we knew financially we couldn't do it. So we countered, and they told us, no, we can't. And so we didn't sell. And we said, okay, God, what are you telling us? And we kept praying. And in June, Eric says, put it on Facebook. So we plopped a sign in our yard, put it on Facebook on a Saturday. And by the next Friday, we had accepted an offer. And it took all summer to get the deal closed, but we are in the house that we had originally put on our house on the market for to be able to buy. We are in that house now. We love it, and God is good.
God is good, isn't he? I want to praise the Lord today. For this church, we came here 5 years ago, and we didn't know where the Lord was going to lead us, but he led us here and give us the opportunity to minister in the way that we can. The one thing that I want to praise the Lord for is the men of this church. I've always had a heart for men, and I've always been involved in the ministry for over 30 years. But the men of this church is a little bit different. And one thing I want to do today is I would like for the men that has participated in Friday morning prayer to please stand up, please. Every man that has participated. As everybody can see of these men that are standing here, and there's quite a few that are not here that does participate too. Thank you. We started Friday morning prayer about a year and a half ago, and a lot of people don't know about this, but we don't just come together and have a good time. Our prayer time is very serious. We've been praying for revival in this church, and we know the Lord will work if we are obedient. So we continue to pray, not just for frivolous things, but for
things of the world, even our government, our community. We do pray for individuals, but mainly what we do is we give God the praise and the glory. I know when Pastor, he will start out in prayer, and he said, we just want to praise the Lord today. We just want to give him the glory. And I think as long as we do that, he is going to answer the prayers of our hearts. Whether it be visible or not, we don't know where God is working, because his plan is perfect, and we don't always see what he's doing in the lives of people. It could be somewhere else. But the most important thing is that we are working to build his kingdom, and that's my desire. It's all about him. It's not about me or about us. And that's what he's called us here to do, is to be obedient and be the messengers for him. Thank you.
I'm one of those that is terrified. I believe the Lord wants me to share my testimony this morning, a little bit of it. Some of you have heard it and some of you haven't. There's been a battle going on in my head between God and the devil all week long when I thought the Lord wanted me to share this morning. I almost chickened out last night, and I didn't know who was going to win till this morning, and I guess the Lord's winning because I'm here. And I just praise him that I'm up here. And this morning, Cliff Sunday School class was on obedience. That wasn't coincidence. And I thought, I didn't know if I could do this last night. I said, I don't know if I can do this, but here I am. So I'm thankful for many things, but the main thing I'm thankful for, I'm going to start crying, is the cross. You know, we have a cross in front of the church. I'm thankful for that cross. And I'm thankful for Jesus, who died on the cross. While I was yet a sinner, he died for me. And I'm thankful for God, who sent his one and only Son to die in my place. And raised Jesus from the dead. And he's now seated at the right hand of the Father, interceding for all of us. I'm thankful for that. If it wasn't for Jesus, I wouldn't be here. So, Jesus, he was betrayed by Judas for a few pieces of silver. And I too, like Jesus, was betrayed by a woman that I loved, that I thought loved me. And that is where I died to myself, and I became alive in Christ. It's not I who longer live, but it's Christ who lives in me. And when I was at my worst in the stress unit, the devil was lying to me. He said, not only did I fail, but Jesus had failed. Jesus had failed to live a perfect, sinless life. He never rose from the dead. And that's what he was trying to convince me of when I was in the stress unit at the mental hospital. And I guess I wasn't very strong. But I know that my Redeemer lives. He lives in my heart. Because I was toast if his lie was real, if it was true. But I'm here today because God did raise Jesus from the dead, and he's now seated in heaven on the throne. And so I give praise to God. I'm still farming. You couldn't be as bad as I was and still be farming. And I built a tool shed, and I'm really enjoying life. And I'm going to take a step of faith. Pastor Randy last week said we need to share. I'm just shaking. I'm going to take a step of faith. The devil meant to destroy me, but he failed. He is now trying to destroy the rest of my family, and I'm here to testify by God's grace that he will fail. Amen. The devil is not going to win with my family. He saved me and brought me through this, And so Pastor Randy last week said we need to praise God for what he's done and what he's about to do. So this is what I've been believing for, and my prayer request is in the bulletin. So I just, 2,000 years ago, Christ died on the cross to defeat the devil. And the devil wants to destroy my family, so you're not going to win, devil, in the name of Jesus. And I just want to publicly thank the Lord that my family's going to win.
Yes.
So thank you.
I don't like getting up here either, but, oh, I'm sorry. As a lot of you know, I have had a rough year. I've lost my mother-in-law and my husband. But I want you to know that even out of bad, good comes, and I have a lot to be thankful. I have a beautiful grandson born this year. Family and friends have been awesome. And I thank Pastor Randy and Cindy. They have been there counseling me this year, helping me through this. And the Wednesday night girls, they are like the sisters to me. And I also want to say that there's trials that I've been through my life that sometimes you think, why do I have to go through this? But those strengthen you and help you to go through what you may have to go through. We had a fire and lost our home and our barn and everything. And through that, it has helped me go through this. So when they say sometimes you should, how do I want to say this? Not be so hard when you're going through hardships, and look hard for what God's saying to you to learn while you're going through this. You will become a better person, more Christ-like. So, and I want to also thank the church for all the prayers. People say a lot of time, what else could I do? And I'm telling you, prayer is why I am standing here. It means a lot. So I want to thank the church for that, too. Thank you.
I'm not reading this whole book, I promise. My dad was diagnosed with cancer a year and a half ago, and just a lot has been happening with that, and he died a month ago. But I just want to praise God for the conversations that I had, the last couple conversations I had with him before he passed away. He was a really quiet man, and he prayed to Jesus in private, but he never really spoke to me about his relationship with God. But and so a couple days before he passed away, I knew he was getting to the point. He told me, I don't know if I'm going to go to dialysis anymore. And I knew at that point that it was going to come soon. And so I knew I was going to have this conversation with my dad, because I didn't know where he was going. And so I wanted to have some assurity. And so I went to him and spoke to him and said, Dad, do you know where you're going when you die? And because, you know, according to Romans 10:9, if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, then you will be saved. Do you believe this, Dad? And he said, yes, I do. And so we prayed, and you know, I felt a little better about, you know, leaving us. But then the next day, his best friend was in town, and he was there to say goodbye to my dad. And my dad said to his friend, Dean, I don't think my daughter thinks I'm going to heaven. And so Dean calls me over and tells me what happened. And I said, Dad, didn't we have this conversation yesterday? And
And he said, yes. Yes, I do remember this conversation. And I said, so do you believe you're going to heaven? And he said, yes, I do. But do you? And I said, yes, Dad, I do. And that was the last conversation that I had with him before he decided to give up himself to the Lord. So I just wanted to thank God for just letting me have that conversation. I know that God wanted me to have that conversation with him so that I could have peace today. Yes. About where my dad is. And he is dancing with my baby Riley in heaven. So I also have a message from Bree. Bree has shingles. So she wanted me to share her thank you. So she says, I am so grateful for what God has done for my life this year, and while I cannot mention all the things I am thankful for, here are a few. God blessed me with a man who has loved me, challenged me, and walked with me even to Africa. He is an Aussie in love with Jesus, and I want to thank God for him. Number two, while in Africa, I experienced the incredibly powerful grip of God in my life through some tough circumstances. God proved to me that he will never leave me, even when I feel completely alone. Just before leaving Africa, Papa gave me a picture of what was happening to me, and I am continually reminded of his love through this picture. I would like to share that quickly with you. One morning, that man God gave me, Aldous, and I were sitting on the porch having a coffee, and out totters one of the little girls into the driveway. Now, Natalie is a 2-year-old with great determination, and she would not be convinced to return to a safer area with only our verbal promptings. Aldous jumped up and said, "I'll go get her." And as he did, the Holy Spirit whispered to me to watch what was going to happen because it was a picture from me. This is the picture he showed me. Aldous walked cautiously up to Natalie and began his rescue mission by inviting her to enjoy what was around her and pointed out a beautiful blue bird sitting nearby. I was Natalie. In my independence and determination, I was walking out on my own, and Jesus was coming to get me. He was inviting me to enjoy life with him. Then, as Aldous got closer, he realized he was going to need to pick her up and carry her back, so he attempted to put her on his shoulders. But being very unsure about this new move, Natalie stiffened her little body and refused to be placed on his shoulders. At that moment, the Holy Spirit whispered, "Bree, I'm offering you the best spot on my shoulders. Up there, you have the best view, and your hands are free. The spot is yours if you want it." However, like Natalie, I was feeling very unsure. Without fighting her, Aldous pulled Natalie down and held her in his arms close to his chest, and he turned to walk her back. And as he turned to walk her back, he just spoke with her gently. God said to me, "Bree, it's okay if you're not ready for the spot on my shoulders. I will still hold you close, and you will be able to hear my voice well from there. Friends, this is what I'm thankful for. My patient, kind Papa, who holds me close to his heart when I'm feeling unsure and still believes in me enough to leave the best spot open until I'm ready to take it." As I look back at the beauty of this year, I am finding myself sure of this one thing, that the promise of Isaiah 40, verse 11 is true. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will carry the lambs in his arms, holding them close to his heart. He will gently lead the mother sheep with their young. Amen. Thank you.
For those that don't know, I'm Leslie. I'm senior at Hilltop, but I go to Four County for fire and rescue. And about this time last year, my dad's like, "So what are you doing after high school?" I was like, "Good question." And I didn't really know. So that night I went up to my bedroom and sat there and prayed for a good hour and a half. And It's like, what do you have in store for me? Because I have no clue. Maybe I'll just go to college or do something. I don't know. And then he kind of put the military on my mind. And I was like, are you serious? Like, those people are nuts. What are you doing? And I didn't think it was a fit for me, but I learned that you can't really fight him because he always wins. So recently one of my friends came up to me and he told me, he's like, hey, do you want to try going to the army training with me? It's just the physical training. And I was like, yeah, sure, why not? And at that time I was 235 pounds and that's way overweight. And literally in 3 months I lost 45 pounds. I know that was not by me at all. It didn't change how I ran a little more, but that was about it. And I know without God that wouldn't have happened. Like, that was all on his terms. And so many doors just started opening just out of nowhere, spontaneously. And I was just thankful that God did that. And it's looking like that's what I'm going to do, be a medic in the United States Army. And just take me wherever I need to go.
Okay, a lot of you know I'm one that likes to talk, but I'm going to make this kind of short. A lot of you know that I do have a disability, and I get help from Williams County, and I think it was in 2011 or 12, I started getting providers, one after another, and I went to a lot of people and said, I can't do this. I just want to give up. No provider wants me. I don't know what I'm doing wrong. And June 4th was my birthday. A month before that, I went to the Arithmetic Center here in Montpelier, and my SSA said, I have a provider for you. But when she walks in, don't just stare at her. And I'm sitting here going, okay, Lord, why? And she goes, she has cancer. I was sitting in church with my friend Anna, and Anna looked at me and she goes, what's wrong? And I said, I got a call, and it's like an emergency, but I'll wait until after church. I pull in my driveway, and this lady, her name was Sandy, and she was more like a grandma, and one of her things was, never let Grandma Sandy walk out without a hug. October 21st, she passed at 70 years old. That was the hardest thing for me because I didn't have my family around at the time because Sadie wasn't home. Hannah wasn't home. Mom was in Edgerton. I called Grandma and she wasn't feeling good, neither was Grandpa. So I couldn't get a hug from anybody right away. One thing she has taught me is never let your faith go, because if you do, you're just going to go on a path where you've never been before. And I've learned so much from her. And then August, back in a couple months after that, I thought I had cancer. And I said, God, I'm only 32 years old. I don't want cancer. I'm not ready to die. I want to keep working with babies. Someday I want to get married and have my own kid or be an aunt. To this day, last night I woke up and I said, God, something's wrong. I'm not awake at midnight. I prayed so hard that, God, will you just take the arthritis out of me? Get my grandma better. I need to be her hands and feet. So today, my back has not been hurting since last Friday. So I thank God, and I know Sandy is watching me, and I know Sandy is telling me today, just keep going the way you are because you're special. Even though you have a disability, you're worth everything.
I'm usually very succinct, but this is even going to be more so. God has blessed me in so many ways this year. I can't even begin to enumerate them, including bringing me through a very serious accident on, it was a pileup on I-75 North when we were coming back from Florida. And I'm completely healed now. It happened on October 28th, and I'm completely healed. My bones are back. But what I want to thank most for is, in many churches you see the cross with Jesus still hanging on it. Our church does not do that. Our church shows the cross with Jesus arisen. And I am so thankful for that. Every time I look at it, it gives me a boost. Thank you.
I'm thankful for my dad that we lost 2 months ago to cancer. He was pretty special. There was the last song last Sunday, if you remember the chorus, morning by morning, new mercies I see. That was my dad's life. He didn't matter how bad the day was, there was always something to be thankful for. And one of them mercies was reconciliation after my dad's passing with a sister that I hadn't talked to for 9 years. And I'm very thankful for that. And if you've paid attention to everybody that's talked, the biggest thread through all of them is this body. And I'm thankful that my dad invited us here 15 years ago, because this body is, if you have something that you need prayed for, the faces may change, but the help that you'll receive from this church is unmatched.
There's too many heartstrings getting pulled here today, isn't there, church? Too many. You all, most of you know me and my lovely wife, who had her brain aneurysm a little over a year ago. And to praise the Lord for what she's come through. A year ago, it was really tough. She was taking her antidepressants, which made her worse, actually. And it finally came down to the point where she just trusted God that we didn't need them. And to this day, she doesn't take that anymore. And I see God working through her little by little. But, you know, she is doing so well. And it's all praise to God. And I just appreciate all of the folks here, just as Kevin had said. This church has been fabulous. Pastor Randy and Cindy, you know, praise God for all of you. Thank you.
I'm Tiffany. I can stand up here and tell you a lot of who I am, what I am, not proud of it, hard-headed, strong-willed, not God's will, my will. But one thing I have gotten to realize over the past year is I've gotten to be a part of a Wednesday night women's group that I'm very proud of to say I'm a part of. They've gotten to know that I am a hot mess at times. We sometimes get off on these tangents to where at the end of class we're like, oh my gosh, we didn't get anything done. But we did get things done. And I think a lot of times that, you know, even though if we veer off of the path of what Cindy has set for us before the class starts, we are all there at that point in time. We talk about what we need to talk about at that point in time. And probably several months back, the lady started helping me pray for a different route in my career, my job. I was scared to death to make any sort of move because I've been with my, one of my current jobs now for over 15 years and have, I take care of people who have mental and physical disabilities, and they are my family too, so it's not just a job. But about maybe a month ago, 2 months ago, I was actually dropping my kids off for Wednesday night church. I could not stay because I was sick. And my friend Jamie had stopped me and said, hey, where are you going? You know, I'm like, Jamie, I'm not feeling good. She's like, oh, we were going to pray for you tonight, you know. And She gave me a letter in which she doesn't know, but I still keep it in my purse, and it helps to remind me of all of the ladies and everyone that's been praying for me. And even though I wasn't there that night, they all still prayed for me. And I got my new job. I went down to resource with my job I'd been with for over 15 years. And even though I am struggling financially at times, I am still able to go home with my kids every afternoon. I'm still able to have dinner with them, put them to bed at night. And he has taken care of me so far, and there's no doubt in my mind that he will continue. So I am very, very blessed to be a part of the Wednesday night women's Bible study and to be a part of this church congregation. Thank you.
I just want to praise God for my new baby nephew that was born like less than a month ago. The events that led up to his birth, he was born out of wedlock, so that wasn't right. But I know that even though mistakes were made, he was no mistake, and God's really going to bless us through him. I'm just thankful for him.
Yeah. As a parent of three children, you pray for their salvation at a young age, and you pray that they will willingly walk with the Lord. And over the last, probably 3 or 4 years, every time our church was getting ready to have a baptism service, I would sort of nudge my daughter, give her a little grin, and, no, Dad, you know. She'd accepted Christ. She would tell people that, but she was fighting being baptized. And it was, June or so that the church started announcing they were looking for a place to hold our outdoor baptism service this summer. Well, the Lord has blessed my family over the years, numerous times, many different ways. And a few years ago, we moved into a house that my grandparents had built, and there's a nice large pond in our backyard. And I looked at my wife and said, we could have the baptism service at our house. Not even thinking about my children. So we told Pastor Randy and the elders that we were willing to have the baptism service at our house. And lo and behold, my daughter says, I'll be baptized. But not only that, but then my 8-year-old son says, Dad, I want to be baptized too. And so in August, in our backyard, in our pond that God's blessed us with, got to have both my children plus a number of other children that I've seen grow up in this church be baptized in my backyard. And I just want to give him the praise.
I just want to bounce off of a lot of things that's been talked here about this church. If you've been here 25 to 30 years, would you please stand up? I could start picking out names. Come on, you guys there in the back. Ken and Sharon, come on. You guys are here 25, 30 years ago. I want you to take a look at these people. They've stuck it out. They've been the base here. They're the reason we have what we have. With God's help and their direction, I mean, I kind of call our church a church of comes and goes. I don't know if that sounds right, but, you know, we got a lot of people that come and go. People get ticked off. People leave. This church is only about 50 years old. So, you know, it's not a big basis church where it's been built 100 years ago. But when you see them people, thank them for sticking it out. Amen.
Glory to God. There were some awesome themes through all of this, but to God be the glory. You heard them as well as I did. I'm not going to have to repeat them or say them over and over again, but I hope you were encouraged. I hope some of you heard exactly what the Lord wanted for you today. And Lord, I hope you were honored today. I do want to say, as we close in a song and the worship team can come, I just want to, it's 10 after 12, 12 after 12. If you need to leave, we understand it's late. Wasn't my fault this time. But I you can blame Chris because he prayed this morning, Lord, let the Spirit move and let everybody that's supposed to testify, even if we go a little overtime. Now, that's just about exactly what he said. And so I blame him entirely. But nonetheless, very thankful for the testimonies that came forth. And I appreciate everybody who had the nerve, the obedience, and the joy of sharing. To God be the glory.
Thanks for listening to today's message with us. If you'd like to join us on Sunday morning, our service begins at 10:30, and we are located on 102 Egley Drive in West Unity, Ohio. For more information on Solid Rock Community Church, go to our website at solidrockcc.com.